It's 90.3 KEXP, KEXP.org. We are broadcasting not just streaming, but live video here for you, Strand of Oaks, who are live here on KEXP. And it's nice to be on during the midday show. Cheryl's nice enough to ask if I'd like to come in here and hang out with you. And we were talking on video, not necessarily on KEXP, about you being on the show about 4 years ago as well.
Yeah, it was the beginning. It was surreal. I was thinking, well, what is this? The radio wants to? This is fantastic.
Is this how it works?
Yeah, this is awesome.
They like your songs and play them. Yeah. Crazy. So we could talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk about the record and your tour and everything else we think of, but I would love, love, love to hear a song.
I can't wait. We're going to do Goshen 97.
Awesome. KEXP 90.3 FM. We are live as well. You can watch this at kexp.org. And we have Strand of Oaks here in our studios. And as I said earlier, my favorite album of the year. And I don't care what the rest of the year brings. You're the winner. Something very dramatic would have to come out.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
It gets a little borderline creepy when someone says an album kind of speaks to you. And there's so many songs, so many lyrics in here for me personally, and I'm sure others feel the same way, where it just touches on a lot of different stuff. I mean, even that song right there, you're going back to a time that some of us can relate to for sure, right?
I mean, there's no symbolism. It's just a diary entry from the day in life of a awkward 15-year-old Indiana kid. And it was my room. And that was that time when you hear records for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, you can only hear a record for the first time once.
That's right.
And that was that period for me where it's like all these artists, all these records just came into my life and changed me. And, you know,
How many songs or records do you think in a lifetime have that impact you hear the first time? It can't be more than a dozen.
That is
something I will never ever hear again.
Yeah, I mean, I think back like the first time I heard Jeff Buckley's Grace.
There you go.
And that's the only time I could, and I still listen to it, you know, probably once a month, once a week, but I still think about the first time it was on cassette, you know, put on, and I was just, what is this? What is this world?
It's a high you can't get back
until
you get the next great record.
I mean, but the nice thing is, I listen to music constantly, and there's always, every year, you know, just like you have favorite records, I have, you know, these records that just blow me out of the water, and it's incredible, you know, and I think the record Heal is really just about listening to music a lot, too, you know, it's just saying thank you to a lot of people, and...
Do you remember what song you mentioned? The Pumpkins.
I've narrowed it down. I think it was Muzzle off of Melancholy because I was a fantastic air drummer, and I would air drum to that Jimmy Chamberlain fill, which I think he has like 100 toms set up. And
yeah,
I would just because I kind of knew how to play the guitar, but I didn't know drums, and that was a big just boom boom. And probably I also like to air drum to Sunny Day, but that was a little bit later.
Sure, sure. But when you got that or heard the Pumpkins, was it music in that area they were listening to, or did it take you out of, were you listening to metal, were you listening to other, or was it just a bunch of stuff?
It was just this mishmash, you know. Yeah. It was a lot of like hair metal that my uncle gave me, you know. Yeah. A lot of Van Halen and Def Leppard and Firehouse was a important record for me. But
Pyromania.
Exactly.
Very important to my history.
And, you know, but then that kind of, I saw the video for Today on MTV, and that was my outlet. You know, there was no scene.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like, I got that. And I remember I just, like, rode my bike for, like, an hour trying to remember the song. You know, I didn't get the record for another week or two, but I tried to relive that moment and listen to that song again. It was just, never forget that.
And obviously that's going to push you more into music or more into what you do. And...
Yeah, it's just solidified it moved me. Like, I always was looking for something to move me, I think, in my life.
Right.
You know, whether it was, you know, jumping on a trampoline when you're little, or, you know, trying to ramp your bike or something. And that's, I had that same rush of hearing good song, and, you know, especially like guitar solos was my thing. And I finally, at 32, I'm trying to discover, it only took me about 22 years, but I'm discovering the guitar solo finally.
Right. Good work.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually. You got another one for us from the record again, if you have, and again, tonight is at the Tractor. I just want to remind everybody, and, we'll talk about some of the shows you've done already and some of the reports back we've gotten from some of our great listeners.
I love it.
And again, if you're listening, you can go to KEXP.org and watch this happen right now as well. This is Stranda Oaks live here on KEXP.
Awesome. Let's do Heal, guys.
I was falling way out, but she sent those pictures off, and I knew it wasn't me, and I knew it wasn't her, and I knew it wasn't me, and I knew it wasn't her, and I knew it wasn't me, and I knew it wasn't her. You gotta give up, 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 give up. reaching for the back to darker times when I drank too much. You know, I took too much. I lied to all my friends about who I was. But Kayla, listen to me. I'm all grown up. I spent too long years losing my mind. Thank you, Christian, for keeping me clean. And we're painted like.
KEXP, Strand of Oaks, live here on the Midday Show, and Heal, also the name of the record as well. And again, we got the guitar solo and a little kind of reference to some of the things we were talking about.
Definitely.
Like, you did very well there.
Yeah, it's, a lot of these songs are kind of like comic book origin stories. It feels like I'm setting up not quite a superhero, like a super Hesher or something. We'll just call it a super Hesher.
When you are going through stuff, and I think there might have been some stuff between the last I saw you and
very,
now.
Very, a lot.
Then is that, I got to sit down and write a song, or do you get to a point where you're so upset or pissed you can't even think about writing a song, or do you go write for that as a form of healing?
I think it was 2 years of straight touring, and I don't write on the road.
Yeah.
It's difficult for me, so it was really, when I finally got back last fall, there was just a boiling point of things happening in my mind, and I wrote like 30 songs in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Some of them weren't very good, but you know, it was uncontrollable. They just started coming, and a lot of these songs on the record took me, like that song I just played, that's the vocals or the lyrics of the first pass ever.
Wow.
So I laid down the loop drums, and I just kind of spoke into the microphone warming up, but that was actually what it all came out just in that first pass.
So you feel that was in you?
Yeah, I think it was inevitable. And yeah, the whole record was this purging, I think. And it was an honesty and like the not only the lyrics, but the style. You know, I didn't want to have another kind of folky record, especially with the intensity of the lyrics. I wanted to match that with the sound and like the sonic landscape.
Right. Were you surprised what came out of you? Did you? Actually,
yeah.
Is that me?
Yeah.
I still
don't recognize me in a lot of parts or what my abilities are. It's
right.
Not that I was playing better than what I thought I could. It was more like I didn't think I would ever write a part like that or, you know, like a 7-minute guitar burner song. It was surprising, but it was the best kind of surprise because I just didn't. There was no rules. There was no editing. It just was whatever happens will happen. And I'm not going to second guess myself, and I'm just going to make the record that I need to make right now.
Isn't it funny how that maybe created the best record, you know,
that
you could ever come up with? I mean, really,
yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah, I think it was, you know.
Where does the pressure come from if you're not doing that? Where is it, I'm supposed to write these songs? This is the way you do it?
I think you get this formula in your head of like, well, this is how I've written songs in the past. And I sit down with an acoustic guitar with a notepad and scratch lines out and then write a new line.
Right.
But this one, it was just thrashing away on my guitar in my little room with my headphones and my computer and just demoing like 12 hours a day, just constantly writing. And it was, I lost myself in some parts. You know, I'd listen, and some guitar solos on the song, especially like the song Miragier, that's what I did in my room. We never changed it. You know, we kept the original take. Wow. That I made. And we went to all these nice studios, but we, all of us agreed in the production team that we shouldn't change it. It was like, this can't be recreated. It's just what happened.
Well, it's a very honest record. And this, that all makes sense because it's an extremely honest record. It takes some balls to put that out there, too, to the world.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do that.
I was worried no one would enjoy it because it's it's too personal. And I think, like, why do people care what this aging bearded guy has to say about his own life?
You can relate to that, man. Yeah. That way you have somebody you can relate to, and that in music is amazing when you can do that.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see people, like, to speak now that we've done a few weeks of touring to play these shows and actually meet people who are listening to the record. It's been one of the most satisfying experiences of my life because we just instantly, there's no irony. That's not, no one's trying to be cool. Like, yeah. I meet somebody at a show, and within 15 seconds, we're talking about really deep personal things. Wow. And like sharing, and you know, it's helping me share more. And the listeners and fans coming to the show, it's definitely. I shouldn't name the record "Heal" because now I can't use the word "heal," but it's a healing experience to do this, especially, you know, play shows and talk to people.
I'm sure. Yeah, what a nice side to that. Like, you put this out, and that's what you get in return.
Yeah,
which is the opposite of not being accepted.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. You guys can go down there and talk with you tonight at the Tractor.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I highly recommend it. And more shows to talk about as well. But first, we got another one?
Yeah. Let's do "For Me."
Strand of Oaks live here on KEXP. You can watch this. There's still time at kexp.org. We're live there. We're live at 90.3. And we have Strand of Oaks in the studios who play tonight at the Tractor as well. And sound great, by the way, today.
Thank you.
And you've been touring a bit. And I got news from some listeners. There was a break-in. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Some things were taken. Unfortunately, that happens to bands on the
yeah.
road. What happened?
Well, we were doing a radio session in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had our gear up, and we were only gone for about an hour. And then I was doing the interview, and the band went down to get the van, and both locks had been punched out.
Duh.
And, you know, they didn't take any gear, but they took Devin's computer, with had all his music on it, his passport, his a lot of his personal things, his favorite hat and flannel, and, you know, those are the things that matter the most. And then they took
right.
all of Eliza's clothes.
Oh, dude.
Took all of
they
her
took
clothes.
Took your clothes?
All of them.
That's rough.
And my wallet.
And your wallet.
Yeah.
So, computer, hat, flannel, and your clothes.
Yeah.
And that's weird enough just to make you extra mad, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's what I was, like, walking away from, being like, you know, it was the best of a bad situation, which yeah. seems to be the story of my life a lot of times, but I'm sorry. I am kind of cursed, band. You knew what you're getting into.
I know you have a show in Vancouver soon. Is that going to be okay? Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
they're cool.
Luckily, Seattle has a wonderful passport office that is...
I've dealt with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've had to expedite a passport.
I've had to expedite a passport. I find them to be very helpful.
Canada will welcome this handsome man with
yes,
open arms now.
You know, when you come back and you have merchandise.
Yeah,
they,
exactly.
They don't welcome you the same way.
Yeah,
keep that in mind.
That's
you might
why
you
stay
make
in Bellingham.
Money.
Yeah.
That's right. And by the way, when you're out there getting that merch, that would help pay for some of these things that were lost. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
To help a band.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you want to wear their things?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, people have already, like, supported and, like, given extra. And we
oh,
don't,
that's cool.
you know, we don't ask for it. It just is, that's we call nice. It our, you know, we've already been able to help pay for Devin's passport, which is, was really expensive. And,
yeah.
you know, we'll get that computer back for you, buddy. We'll get it.
Well, again, going to be at the Tractor tonight. So
yes.
if you're looking to help, it's a place you could do that.
We're excited.
Should be great.
Yeah. There
are a lot of people there, which there should be. And so you have the touring, and it seems nonstop.
Almost. Yes.
You have a lot of dates.
I mean...
You good with that?
I love to tour. It gives me a purpose in my life that I somewhat lack in my home life. You know, they're my bandmates, but they're also my keepers.
And your bandmates like touring too, I'm going to assume.
Yes.
It's not new.
Yes, these are all road warriors. I mean, they've all done their fair share of touring, and you know, it's Eliza has the filthiest mouth out of all of us, so it's kind of.
I don't want to say outside of Tim, you're the only one with a microphone,
yeah.
so I'm a little nervous.
They don't let me talk
yeah.
on radio.
Yeah. Just keep that down. Tim seems to be handling it all right.
Those classically trained piano players, you know how they talk. So.
Oh, yeah, I totally do. You know, my wife is a very talented piano player.
Oh, really?
Swears like a sailor with Tourette's.
Apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but now I know. Can you talk about, this is your fourth record, you're out there touring on it, and there's three before it, obviously.
Yeah.
That implies that, doesn't it? And what's the third to the fourth? Was it everything you talked about, just everything you went through and the way you wrote it? But it's just a total change.
I think it took, you know, I love all the records I've made, but, you know, I think it was a leap of confidence that I needed to take that I didn't quite possess on my previous record. I love that record, you know, but I needed to make that record to learn from what I shouldn't and should do.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time it got to heal, it was... You know, again, like I said, I wasn't, no more rules. It was like, I'm not going to put rules in this anymore. And it's almost, I think Heal sounds like a mixtape. If my mind would make a mixtape of music that I love, you know, it jumps around a lot, but I've got a short attention span.
Well, I like that about the record.
Yeah.
Then you have the rocker and then you'll suddenly have this slow
like
build.
A New Order synth song or something, but it's.
Well, we did, you know, I was just getting into the record and we did this theme of the best last songs ever. Right, that we loved. It took two actual shows to do so, and it made me dig in further to the right. And I'd heard that song. I hadn't yet played it, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I love last songs. It turns out
I do too.
Think about
I do
the
too.
Great last songs that are out there.
Well, Man, what was some of your favorites?
Well, we
Tomorrow Never Knows, one of the greatest.
Yeah, you had to play that. You know, what we started with was 14 minutes of The Doors, the end.
Yes.
And
yes.
For those who didn't know, a theme was going on and tuned into KXP that day. It was John's having a bad day.
Yeah, that's a real commitment. Did it have the vocal yelps at the end?
There was some editing.
Hello, Seattle. Here we go.
Yeah, hey, Father, I'm going to kill you. Guess what, Mom? It's even worse. It just went on and on. And I thought the seminal bands and the big bands were great. And then you get into some of the other bands out there as well, and you find that it's really thought out. And
we're
trying to say, the album isn't dead.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, there's a story there. It's a book, right?
Definitely.
And even if your book jumps around from subject to subject, there's a whole. Did you have a conscious thought when you tracked it that way? I would think someone who's, mixtape, I'm the same
Yeah,
way.
Very much so. I mean, I think this song, the album starts with Goshen 97, and that song could not be in any other part of the record.
Like,
It needs to be first. And, that builds side A up until... I feel like side B starts with JM, which is kind of the central sun of the record, and then all the planets, because that is kind of the theme of the whole record.
Yeah.
And I actually wrote Wait for Love, the last song, specifically because I wanted to end on a hopeful note. I didn't want to end on a dire, oh, man. Because it's a heavy record, and I think if I had a piano ballad that I was going to do that was just like... Leonard Cohen meets, Nick Cave on his very sad, sad day. And I was like, this is not the way this record's... Like, I need to end with, a much higher note here.
I remember reading that, I think Bob Mould did that when he was doing Copper Blue. I believe that was the record where he... Was it Man on the Moon, I think it's the last one?
Or, I think so.
I think so, yeah. There
Devin
was this,
would know.
I would think since I did the theme, but I remember him reading that, that was like end on a hopeful note or end to what's next.
Yeah.
Is that, so that's hopeful for you in general? Is it with your own music, the next record?
I think it symbolizes everything. Yeah. It symbolizes that this was a tough record thematically for my life, but the process of making the record was one of the best experiences. It was an easy experience. It was effortless, with all the people I worked with and the label and everybody. We just were like... You would think that such a struggle that I had to go through to get to the inspiration to write the songs would have equaled a struggling to make a record, but it was the opposite. It was just like, wow, it's just happening. And
good thing all those bad things happened.
Exactly.
So when people give you that advice, when one door shuts or you'll learn from this and you say, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
There's actually some lessons there, right?
Yeah, there are. Like I think, we had finished the record, and last Christmas, my wife and I got hit by two semi trucks. a week before I got this tattooed on my arm. A week before that, I got survive tattooed. So I should have written I won the lottery, and maybe that would have manifested itself.
There's still another arm.
Exactly. I've got open
space. You got
space
spaces.
For it.
I am a lottery winner.
Yeah, exactly.
A week later, hey,
I live in the Florida Keys, right there.
Well, all right then. Yeah. I mean, I have a record player on my arm, but I'd already been DJing.
That is nice, though.
Yeah. This is when I left. I left a situation. I was working at another station, too. And I walked out because they told me I have to start meeting with them to decide what to play. And I said, I was young.
That's not the way you roll.
Yeah. I said, okay. And then I walked out 2 minutes later. I'm on my phone. I said, I think I quit.
Yeah.
That's not... Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't work here anymore.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm not going to do that. And this station was just starting to, be a gig that I could actually
And they let
live.
You play the end for 14 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And I can start with, Jim Morrison.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I mean, isn't it interesting? You can just throw anything on your body and you can throw anything out there in the universe.
Exactly.
But when it comes around, there's something there, right?
Yeah, and from the car accident, there's scars on the Survive tattoo.
Right?
And I was talking with my tattoo artist, and we're not going to retouch it because it's just that's what came from it. And it's...
Well, he gets half the winnings.
Yeah, he does.
So just telling you right
Josh
now.
Josh Stevens in Richmond. If you ever need a good tattoo.
If I'm ever in Richmond and I'm going to win the lottery tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
He's my guy. My guy just wants to put the Grim Reaper on everything. That's just like, what's your default? Grim Reaper.
Yeah, Grim Reaper.
Yeah, when in doubt.
Or Winnie the Pooh. Maybe.
Sure, one of the two.
I'll get a big chest tattoo of Winnie the Pooh. That'd look right in the honey
if
bucket.
If you could do the... And then you could just say, there's A. You could say, hey, you got poo on your chest. That's one. Two, Grim Reaper as Winnie the Pooh. Just
that's
throw
dark.
It around a little
that is,
for the kids.
That's very dark.
Sure. I'm just throwing it out
your
there.
Your childhood is over.
All right, tonight again at the Tractor, Stranded Oaks are going to be there, and in all seriousness, Heal, just a beautiful record and one we play every day, not just on my show but on all the shows.
Thanks,
here.
John.
Great,
thank
great
you.
Work again, and the band sounds fantastic. And wish you so much luck on the touring. You have another song to play us though, not leaving yet. And again,
yep.
We're live at KXP.org as well. We have Stranded Oaks on KXP.
Awesome. Let's do Shut In.
That song is perfect. Strand of Oaks. I just love it. I was going to tear up during that song every time I hear it. Just a beautiful song. Shut In. One of the most honest songs I've heard ever.
Thank you.
So thank you. And if you don't go to the Tractor tonight, I hate you. Everyone, go there tonight. I have to get up at 4, so I will not be there, and that bums me out.
But we got to do this. I'm so glad.
But I got to be here,
yeah.
So I'm covered, but yeah. Everyone else in all of Seattle has to go. So thank you so much.
Thank you, John,
for taking the time.
For all the support and KXP,
yeah.
Everybody.
You're
thank
always
you.
Welcome up here. Let's not make it 4 years this
no,
time.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it very soon.
All right. I want to thank you guys for coming up and making the time. I want to thank our great video crew here, Jim, staring right in my face, and Kevin as well, for making everybody sound good, and everybody here at KXP who makes these sessions happen. It takes a village, really,
yeah,
every time these happen, and we have a very, very good village. And thanks to Cheryl for letting me host today as well when I'm wide awake, which is
yeah,
which is
fantastic.
Nice as well. And we have more live videos. Who's coming up? It's Thursday, Little Dragon. Yes. See? Good.
Cool.
We got another one coming up.
So awesome.
We are we're at it, and we're going to keep bringing these to you day in and day out. So keep listening. This is KXP Seattle.